Unit 11, page 105. Listening. Exercises 8 and 9.
We asked you, our listeners, to send us your favorite fables. You know, stories with a moral, where we learn a lesson about life. We've received some great fables from you, and now we're reading one every day as part of the podcast series. Today's suggestion is from Jeff in Philadelphia. He has sent us the classic fable of Androcles and the Lion. So, here it goes. Once upon a time in ancient Rome, there was a slave called Androcles, whose master was cruel and treated him badly. One day, Androcles managed to escape and went to the forest to hide. While he was walking through the trees, he came across a lion lying on the ground under some trees. His first thought was to turn and run. But then he noticed that the lion was making strange noises and showed no interest in harming him. Androcles walked closer to the lion, who held out his paw to him. The paw was purple and swollen. Androcles took it in his hand so as to see what the problem was, and he discovered that there was a sharp thorn deep in the lion's paw. Very gently, Androcles took hold of the thorn and pulled it out. The lion stood up and licked the hand of the man who had helped him. He then led Androcles to his cave. For days afterwards, the lion looked after Androcles and brought him meat to eat. Some time later, both Androcles and the lion were captured and taken to the town. Androcles was returned to his master, and the lion was kept in a cage for days without food in order to make him as hungry as possible. Androcles' master wanted to punish him for running away and decided to feed him to the lion. On the day of the public execution, Androcles was led out into the arena. There were many people there to see the event, including the emperor himself. The gates were opened, and the lion came running out into the arena towards Androcles. But instead of attacking the poor slave, the lion stopped and lay down on the ground in front of him. He had recognized his friend from the forest. The emperor was amazed by what he had seen and asked for Androcles to be brought to him. When the slave told him his story, the emperor decided that Androcles should be a free man. And he also decided that the lion should be free to return to his cave in the forest. So there you are. And the moral of the story? I think it's that a true friend never forgets. Post your comments on our website.